Parashas Tzav continues with the Karbanos of Parashas Vayikra and introduces us to the Karban Todah. The Sfarno and the Netziv point out that the Karban Todah has two unique features that seem to not fit with one another. On the one hand, in addition to having the Karban, you have 40 Lachmei Todah. There are 40 loaves of bread that must be eaten with the Karban. On the other hand, the Torah minimizes the amount of time within which you're allowed to eat the Karban. Normally, a Shlamim is 2 days and one night, and the Karban Todah is only 1 day and one night. So why is it that Hashem gives the person more to eat than you're not allowed to leave over? That's an Issa Daraisa of Nosa. Why does the Torah give us more to eat and less time within which to eat it? So the Mefarshim explain, this way you'll have to invite all your friends, make sure you invite a lot of people to eat from the Karban. Everyone says, what's going on? Well, I was in a life-threatening situation. Hashem saved me. And that will be Mefarsim, the nais that the person experienced. And we find this over and over in Sefer Tehillim when the Psukim talk about the Karban Todah. We have in Hallel, Locho Ezbach Zevach Todah uBeshem Hashem Ekra. It means the Karban Todah has two parts. There's the Karban, and then there's the Pirsumei Nisa and telling everybody about what Hashem did for you. Lecho Ezbach Zevach Todah, that is the Karban. uBeshem Hashem Ekra, that's the Todah. There's the Karban, and the Todah, the Pirsumei Nisa Shebo. Nidarai Lashem Ashalem, that's the Karban. Negdana Lecho, I will tell everyone about it. That is the Pirsumei Nisa Shebo. Bechatzor Beis Hashem is the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Karban is brought. Besochech Yerushalayim, all of Yerushalayim where you can eat the Karban Todah. Haleluka, that's where you will praise Hashem. We find the same thing if you look at the end of Mizmor L'Soda, Perikuf. And in Tehillim, Kuf Zayin, there we have the four people who bring a Karban Todah. This is discussed at length in Siman Reish Yud Tes, Birkas HaGomel, where the Rosh tells us that Birkas HaGomel is the contemporary Karban Todah since we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. There the Pasuk says, V'yizbach Zivchei Todah, you'll bring the Karban. V'yizbaru Maisa Barino, and then we will, Barino, we will praise Hashem and thank Hashem for the Nisim. The Pasuk says four times, Yodu Hashem Chazdo, thank Hashem for the Chesed, V'nifo'os of the Ne'adam, and then you will speak about the niflos of Hashem, the great wonders and the miracles that Hashem did for us in front of the Bnei Adam. Now this is exactly the yesod of Purim, Pirsumei Nisa. And there are many halachic aspects and ramifications of this mitzvah having a Pirsumei Nisa aspect. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Tafresh Pei Zayin and Tafresh Ayin Ches, Hilchas Megillah, Hilchas Chanukah, that Chanukah candles, Megillah reading, has a priority over other mitzvahs because of its Pirsumei Nisa aspect. We have the concept that even if a person, usually, to fulfill a mitzvah, I only have to give up to 20% of my money. Over here, by Pirsumei Nisa, it comes up by Chanukah, a person has to be willing to sell the shirt off his back in order to fulfill a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. The three mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa, which is Priyas HaMegillah, Neros Chanukah, and Arba Kosos, those are the three places where the Gemara tells us that even though it's a mitzvah sa'aseh shehazman grama, women are chayiv. And Rav Soloveitchik puts these two things together, that because the Pirsumei Nisa aspect is so important, we are even going to be mechayiv the women. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that we have a special bracha by the Pirsumei Nisa mitzvahs. We have She'asa Nisim, even though by Arba Kosos we don't exactly have She'asa Nisim, we have a different bracha, Basher Ge'alanu, which is the same idea. We have a special bracha for the Pirsumei Nisa mitzvahs. Now, why are the Pirsumei Nisa mitzvahs, what is the big deal? Why is it so important? When a person is Mefarsim Menez, he is announcing to the entire world, A, there is a Borei, Hashem created the world. B, Hashem controls the world, Hashem is Mashgiach over the world. 3, Hashem listens to our tefillos when we're in trouble and we daven to Him. I saw brought down that was the yesod of the Pirsumei Nisa Mikra Megillah, that even after Churban Beis HaMikdash and Klai Yisrael, they're in Golis, they're in Babel, they're in Paras, They're spread out throughout the world. They're down in the dumps. Hashem is still there listening to our tefillos. Even when there's, Lord Lainer, there's war, and there's plague, and there's terrorism, Hashem is there listening to our tefillos. We should take advantage of Purim, which is a day that is mesugal to have our tefillos answered. And we should be zochah to have all of our tefillos answered the Torah.